Gospel Meditation for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Music is Ancient Winds by Kevin MacLeod, recorded for the public domain. Scriptures from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Today I offer prayer in a meditative way, rather than a contemplative way, as today's Gospel does not lend itself easily to constructing an imaginative scene. Meditation in the Ignatian tradition is a reflective process by which we enter the richness of God's Word and hear that Word as spoken to us personally today. Ignatius said that meditation specifically engages our memory, thoughts, and will. We hear the Word of God and we ponder it. We notice any words, images, or ideas that speak to our hearts. We stay with those words, images, or ideas, noticing what feelings, memories, or thoughts arise in us. And we speak to God about all of this. I'll read the gospel passage twice. The first time, just listen to get a sense of it, to hear what's being said. The second time, notice any word or phrase, image, or idea that speaks to your heart or shimmers for you. Stay with that word, image, or idea and ponder its meaning. Notice how it makes you feel. Let God's Spirit guide your thinking, imagining, remembering, and savor the experience. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the meditation webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for whatever you need at this time during this prayer period. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him." Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What is Jesus saying to you personally when he says, "Keep my commandments"? If you're not sure, you might ask Jesus. Jesus says that he will send an advocate, a helper, the Spirit, to remain in you, and that you yourself will remain in Jesus and he in you as he is in the Father. He will not leave you orphaned. What does this mean to you? How do you feel? Is there another word or phrase that caught your attention as you listened to the gospel? Ponder it. What does it mean What feelings, what memories, what thoughts arise in you as you pay attention? Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about all you have reflected on and how you are feeling right now. When you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.